Hello to you. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. A tough assessment of the new administration's anti-terrorism policies by former Vice President Dick Cheney. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union this morning, Cheney said the Obama administration has endangered Americans and opened the country to further attacks. Cheney pointed to the recent reversal of interrogation practices of terror suspects by the Obama administration, a change at odds with policies enacted during the Bush years. Meantime, there are new threats of execution and capture to foreign aid workers by the Taliban under the terrorist group's new rules of operation. Aid workers could be executed as spies or held as hostages. The word came during CNN's exclusive interview with a ranking Taliban official. The official went on to say the Taliban is operating under the laws set in place during the Taliban's rule in Afghanistan. New arrests and weapons seized by North Ireland police in connection with a deadly shooting there last week. Police took suspects into custody from the town of Caravan, along with gun and ammunition, bringing the total arrest to five now. Meantime, new arrest in the killings of two soldiers days before the officer's death. Four people are now in custody on that case. The killings raised fears that the area could erupt in violence not seen since the days before the Good Friday Agreement of 1998. A clash between police and protesters in Lahore, Pakistan, and demonstrators threw stones at security forces who battled back with batons and clouds of tear gas. The protesters were outraged by rumors that opposition leader Nawaz Sharif had been detained by police, something the government denies. The riots come during part of a planned four-day march to the capital, which had been relatively peaceful until it reached Lahore. Several people have been arrested. Five people are confirmed dead in what police are calling a murder-suicide in Miami. Police found four bodies behind a home early this morning after investigating reports of gunshots. Then police got a call about more shots and a fire at another location. That's where they found the alleged gunman dead from what appears to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Investigators say this may have been a domestic dispute. All systems go. The Space Shuttle Discovery is set to launch from Florida's Kennedy Space Center tonight, folks. It was originally set to take off Wednesday, but a hydrogen gas leak forced officials to postpone the mission. It's since been fixed, and Discovery will head to the International Space Station tonight. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, even when you're on the go.